At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheets that are you, everything home. These things in chrome. Hands up with clog, area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. You have the two most beautiful and handsome simultaneously at the same time hosts in the entire world. My name is Carmen.
And my name is Kelsey, and it is a beautiful day for a podcast. And this
is a very special
episode because it's not a normal episode.
Ooh, no episode is normal.
That's true.
Episode is normal.
We are
Grey's
definitely
Academy.
Pretty far from normal. But today we are going to, because we are in the middle of season two, we are going to do a mid-season recap. Now, I'm going to be very transparent with you, our audience that we love and cherish. We have to record two episodes right now. So we're recording this one and then the next one. So Carmen has seen episode 13, but we were aware of this when we made our recording schedule. So I texted him all the things he had to predict before he saw episode 13. So I have all of his predictions pre-seeing that. And then we'll find out next episode if he changed any of those predictions. So
yes, I will make sure to go behind the veil of podcast timing and you guys will not be able to hear my thoughts on
yes, until
episode
next
13.
Week. And this is because I am about to move in like 5 days, like 500 miles away. So we are.
And she's walking all 500 of them.
I am. I would walk 500 miles.
So right. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I say
so
we call it a night. That's it. That's perfect.
We gave
the listeners what they wanted.
That's season two. Okay. So
before we jump in, can I share a personal story with you?
I would love it if you did that.
So. And I'll keep it very brief. So as you know, I had to delay this by like 10, 15 minutes because I had to go get my car, which there was a leaky tire situation. I had to go get it fixed. But here's the deal. I scheduled my appointment for 1 o'clock, but I was very busy today. So I dropped it off at 10 a.m. and thinking, okay, perfect. They'll get it done early. Go there at 4:30. Car's not done. It's just a patch job, okay? The guy's like, well, you could wait 30 to 40 minutes if you want. And I was like, you know what? No, Jess dropped me off. It's fine. I'll go home. So go home, and it's like 6 o'clock at this point, 7 o'clock your time. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go call him, make sure, because I'll take an Uber and do it right now. I call him, and they're like, yeah, no, the car's not done. And I was like, what do you mean it's not done? The guy said 30 to 40 minutes. And they're like, yeah, it looks like it just got prioritized low, and it's going to be done right at the end of the night, and we'll leave your key in your car for you as requested. And I was like, okay, so here's the problem. I had a 1 o'clock appointment. Why even make the appointment if I don't understand. So flash forward to like 7 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock your time. And I knew at that point I was running late because I had selected an Uber and they were 1 minute away and they said, nope, fuck you, Carmen. I'm going to go and someone else is going to take you. So then I'd wait another 10 minutes. And in that time I thought, well, I wonder if I could just Uber eat some Dairy Queen because I've been craving a cotton candy Blizzard. And
you already had a Shamrock Shake today.
That doesn't matter.
You're right. I don't know why I said that. I just wanted the people to know that you have a love for milkshakes.
Just wanted to shame me alive.
No, because I had like true fruit for dinner. So
incredible. You're really on that. You're on a binge right now.
It was on sale at Target this week.
Oh, well, naturally, then you'd be losing money.
Yeah. Anyway, so you get a Dairy Queen?
Well, no. I wanted to go to Dairy Queen with the extra time. And I was going to get my own cotton candy Blizzard. And I was going to get Jess a peanut butter Blizzard. But the guy wasting my time and then having to wait 10 minutes for a guy who, by the way, I don't think his car has ever gotten an oil change once in his entire existence, comes and picks me up. And I look at Uber Eats on the nearby places, and it's a $9 delivery charge for the closest one with cotton candy blizzards. And I say, you know what? Not today, Satan. I love cotton candy blizzards, but not $9 additional love.
Yeah, that's aggressive. That's an aggressive delivery charge.
Yeah, I share all
no
of that.
No shame to DoorDash people, because I know you're like, it's not you. Like, DoorDash screws over their drivers, in my opinion. If you have the opportunity to tip your Grubhub or DoorDash driver in cash, do that over tipping them on the app.
Yes, yes.
Just my opinion based on a lot of things I've read.
The thing that I don't understand is there was one that was a 49-cent delivery fee, but they had no cotton candy blizzard. And then there was one with a $9 delivery fee, and it had the cotton candy blizzard. So I'm like, maybe it's just high demand.
It's the demand. Yeah. Everyone wants that blizzard, man.
But I knew you'd be proud of me for not spending that $9 that I didn't mean to.
I would be truly shocked. I would be like, you have been overtaken by a demon.
Anyways, sorry to derail that. I just had to share that story with someone, and it was eating away at me these last 30 minutes.
So fun. I was honestly like gonna not be surprised if you texted me and you were like, well, I'm stranded at the car place. It's like, that's tracks.
It locked me out.
Okay, so we're halfway through season two. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
20-something episodes altogether.
And 20 more seasons to go.
Yes, so many more seasons to go. That's Tom Holland. We're about to do the 22nd episode. So at this point, not including this one, we have done 21 episodes, which is crazy. So as of right now, would you say your favorite episode is still Into You Like a Train, or is it a different episode?
So I know that I've said Into You Like a Train is my favorite, but at this point now they've all run together. What happened in Into You Like a Train?
Well, it was
it the pole
train
going
crashed,
through the two people?
It was the pole with the two people, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it was also when Meredith found out that Derek chose Addison.
Yeah, 100%. That's my favorite one still.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
Is that your favorite episode coming from season one to two right now?
I think or 2.5? It's the best done episode, but I don't know that I'd say it's my favorite episode. Because I just find Derek so annoying, and he's pretty central to the plot of that one. I don't know what my favorite would be. I mean, I really enjoyed rewatching the pilot, which I know Derek's also a central point in, but it's just fun to like see them all as little tiny babies. Now knowing the the second half of season 18 is going to air the day this drops. So this coming Thursday, so the 24th, they're going to pick back up. I know, it's crazy.
I still think we should do an episode where we just jump to the newest episode and I watch it, and then I have to fill in the blanks and figure everything out.
I don't even know what you would do with what's currently going on.
I don't know either, because I'm sure that not all of the characters that I'm sure there's a ton of characters, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a new person.
Yes, correct. That's a good guess.
I still would have no idea if Derek and Addison are together or Derek and Meredith are together. I just truly have no idea at this point what is happening with them. But I assume that Izzy either explodes. Yeah.
Emotionally or physically? Or both.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so we're going to get... Do you have a favorite patient that you remember, like patient character, like other than the main cast, like a patient that's come in that you were like, that one was really memorable?
There's not a ton that I specifically remember enjoying, but I do remember the voice of Dr. Facilier being, you know, really early on. I did like the two pole people.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because, you know, the girl was still cracking jokes all the way till the end.
Yeah, she was very well done. She did a great job.
I don't think that I liked these characters, but an episode that was memorable was when the car accident happened and the dad needed a liver, but he like hit the mom and shit.
Yeah, that's a really good episode.
And the kid was like, yeah, I'll do it.
It was one of the early good episodes for Alex.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's patients that stand out, but none that I was like, oh yeah. The one old lady from Scrubs who ends up dying, I liked her, but that's because I like her.
She had the towel inside of her.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What are you gonna do? Sometimes
you know,
just
typical.
Oh. I do feel like this is not a patient, but this is a side character worth mentioning. Patricia, Dr. Weber's secretary. Every time she's there, she's a hoot. We love her.
Yeah.
We love to see it. I really enjoyed. They're not particularly like. It's not that this was like a very fun episode, but. I don't know why I always think of the guy who had all the nails in his head and then Derek finds the tumor. And it's not him. So, I mean, like, he was great, but I just loved the way they wrote his wife because she was just, like, so supportive of him, even though, like, it might not have necessarily been what she wanted. And then she, like, stood up to Meredith and was like, hey, shut the fuck up and don't tell me how to live my life, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah.
And the way that she did it. So that was another one that I feel like I always remember.
It's always nice when you get to watch someone politely yet firmly say, shut the fuck up and live my life.
You don't know my business, so shut your dumb mouth.
So I know I sent you, and I know you probably have more questions, but I sent you predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read the predictions and have me defend myself, or do you want me to read them?
I will ask the question that I asked you to make the prediction.
Okay.
And we can discuss. So
let's start with the first one.
First, I asked Carmen to predict everyone's relationship. This is basically all of these are leading up to the end of season two. So for the remainder of the season, what everyone's relationship status will be, who people will be with and who will be single and who will be with each other. So go for it.
All right. So, this is just, I'm going to say verbatim what I wrote, and Kelsey, keep me honest here. By the end of the season, Burke and Christina will break up. Meredith will be in a polyamorous relationship with Derek and Addison. Izzy and George are going to fuck within the next four episodes. Alex and Christina will fuck. And then then Bailey's baby was requested. I missed the punctuation. I was like, wait, Alex and Christina will fuck Bailey's baby? What? No, stop. There's a period there. So that's my prediction for relationship statuses. So, okay, seriously, my prediction, I do not think that Christina and Burke will make it long term.
Okay.
I just don't. They don't. Yeah, he can want to be a part of it and she can want to be a part of it. But if at the end of the day, what's the saying? Love is only so much, or love can't
do
everything.
She says in that car episode with that, she says even love has its limits.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think Burke can really love Christina, but if she's just not the right person for him and she's not giving him what he's looking for, I don't see them being together long term. I could be totally wrong. The Meredith polyamorous relationship with Derek and Addison is obviously a little bit of a stretch, but that's my fun prediction. Izzy and George, real prediction, are going to bone within the next four episodes.
Within the next four episodes, you think Izzy and George will sleep together?
Yes. Yeah, so we're the next one we're recording is 13. So 13, 14, 15, 16.
Okay.
By episode 16.
I also, not this one specifically, but all of the predictions, I was glad you sent me beforehand because I could have my reactions and laugh at the ones that were wrong and be like, huh, at the ones that weren't as wrong. And so I'm glad that I didn't have to hide my reactions. It gave me time to really react to them.
Okay, good. I'm still waiting. I don't even remember what prediction I made when you were telling Jessica that something was coming right. So I think my perception of every episode since then is skewed because I'm like, oh, something I said is going to be right in this episode. And then it hasn't happened. So I feel like that's bringing my ratings down synthetically.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's going to be a little while.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. That helps.
You're so welcome. Okay, yes, and then I asked him to tell me what he thought would happen with Bailey's baby.
So the real prediction is the baby's going to be healthy and nothing's going to be wrong. The bold prediction is they name their baby Carmen.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any additional name predictions for this baby?
Preston.
Ooh, that is bold.
I don't know if there's enough of a relationship established that she sees him as a true mentor, but maybe it is going to be named after someone, or maybe it's going to be after someone who dies. So actually, I hope it's not Preston, but it could be Preston. Who knows? I don't. You do.
I was like, I do, but it's fine. I also asked Carmen to predict what would happen with Ellis.
So, full disclosure, and I don't want to bleed into the next episode, but I knew when you asked that, that she was going to be in this episode.
Yeah.
In episode 13. I was like, you were leading the witness. So, real prediction here is we finally find out her deal with Thatcher, and he will come into the picture. He'll come back before the end of season 2, and we'll learn about him. And then also, my other prediction, which actually was serious, I don't think we have any more Ellis mental episodes where it's a whole focal point of an episode.
So did you mean that in to the extent of like how she was when she was in the hospital, or do you mean that she like doesn't have Alzheimer's anymore?
Like she's not gonna be carted in screaming at people in the middle of an episode and cause Meredith to be completely
destroyed.
My prediction is that doesn't ever happen again.
Okay.
Until she dies.
I asked Carmen to tell me what he thought would happen with the dog.
So the this is mostly all fun predictions. The dog gets married and has baby puppies, Lady and the Tramp style. That's it.
solid prediction.
Tune in next week to see my actual thoughts on the puppy, because this next episode is puppy heavy.
Yeah, it is. I like want to ask you a question, but I don't want to spoil things for you, so I hesitate.
So you can ask me the question, but
remember Jessica saying something about a dog?
Oh, it's sad and it dies.
I don't think she said that. I think she just said, because of what was going on with your personal dog, she was like, you're going to be upset at this episode.
Either this dog is going to have seizures, or they find the real owner comes looking for that dog and they have to give the dog away.
They got it at the pound. They are the real owners.
But no, it could have been found. It could have been a stray. Maybe someone's looking for that dog.
I guess that's true. And then I said, anything else that I may be forgetting? And Carmen made two actual serious predictions.
Yes.
That he will now share.
Someone will have a life-threatening situation like a bad heart attack or a stroke, and it's going to be one of the main characters.
Do you think that's just going to be at some point before this end of the season, or do you think that's going to be like specifically like a cliffhanger situation? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of cliffhanger. So it's either going to be a season 2 cliffhanger,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to be a mid-season 3 finale cliffhanger.
Okay.
So that's not exclusive to season 2, but I think that someone, because you have to get to a point where they need the audience to know that bad things can happen to the main characters. So that's it's going to happen soon.
The bad things are obviously Meredith's mom has Alzheimer's. Obviously Meredith's boyfriend was married, and then I would say I guess the other main like bad quote unquote bad thing was Christina's unplanned pregnancy, and then like the emergency surgery that resulted from that. But I guess really that's like the main quote unquote like negative things that have happened. Yes, none of them have died. So
yeah, there needs to be some sort of cliffhanger where they leave it like, oh my gosh, does this person actually not make it? Were they costing the show that much money that they need to kill them off this early?
I was like, at this point they're all making pretty good money, I think, for the TV. I'm really, you know what? I forgot to look up what day when this switched to being on Thursdays.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and share my other prediction.
Yeah.
Olivia will be back and screw someone else's life up, but it won't be her fault again. So she's going to do something wrong, but it's not going to be her fault. She's going to be operating with half the information or none of the information, and she's going to get blamed for it.
Yes. Do you have like anything specific, or you just think like basically the same thing again with different groups of people?
I don't think it's going to be sex again. That'd be way too easy. And they'd be painting her as way too easy. Yeah. So it's, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something, a big screw up, but it's not going to be her fault. Yeah, I don't have anything else about that. Also, you asked me with one super random and dramatic hospital-specific event. And then I said, an oxygen tank explodes and the hospital becomes ground zero for a giant emergency room overload.
So you were saying the oxygen tank explodes elsewhere or at the hospital?
At the Seattle
And then the
Seattle
hospital just
Grace.
Becomes, okay. So, like, would it be in, like, an OR or just, like, in a patient's room? Or I don't know where oxygen tanks live.
I don't know.
Well,
somewhere.
Do know they pump, like, pretty much pure O2 into operating rooms. Because that was, like, the whole thing when that lady caught on fire. Which her husband also was a memorable guy.
I forgot about that lady, that person, the heart catching on fire.
She was terrible, but her husband was kind of hilarious.
You know what? He wasn't a patient, but yeah, was that the guy who said, screw you, and then leaves?
Well, he says, he just tells Burke and George to tell the wife. He's like, tell her she'll survive without me, and then he just, like, laughs maniacally and leaves.
The lady who had, like, 3 or 4 open heart surgeries, and he's like, yeah, she can't die.
She's the devil.
I also like that one really mean mom who was telling her daughter that she was skinny, and then that the dad was like, shut up.
Yeah, when it's nice when people, like, finally get their shit handed to them. I want to, like, scroll through and see if... I really did enjoy the episodes where Ellis was in the hospital and everyone finds out. And, like, I liked the dynamic of her and George. Like, her thinking it's Thatcher. And then, like, the allusion to what her and Richard had. I like that.
Smushing booties.
Oh, and then the heart in the elevator. That's a good one. One of the turning points for George.
And Alex.
Yeah, true. I love everything Addison does. I'm not mad about. I don't care what anybody says.
No, she's great.
Oh, when their friends come, I like that episode. I think that's a great episode.
That started a string of episodes that I was like, okay, Derek, you're a fuckboy. I'm really fucking
Derek
annoyed with you.
Is annoying. But that was another one where the guy was like, Derek said good things, but then his actions didn't reflect them. Because he was like, well, if you're not going to try, why should I try? And I'm trying. And I was like, no, you're not.
That was the one with the couple.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was one where Derek, it made it seem like he was going to be good because based on what he was saying. But his actions did not meet his lies.
No, no. Did you find what you were looking for, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I Googled it, and Google did not tell me when they switched. It was just trying to tell me a bunch of different specific plot points. But this one that picked back up that we're about to do in season 2 is still on Sundays. So I'm going to say maybe in season 3. I don't know that they would switch it in like the middle of a season. So maybe in season 3 they switched it to being on Thursdays. I don't ever remember watching it on a Sunday. And I'm pretty sure I started watching it in season 3. But I'll do more research to find out. But
Is Thursday or Sunday the bigger TV day?
I think now I don't think any TV date is real because everyone just watches things on like streaming or like
right
after
whenever they want.
But for a really long time, it was Thursdays. And when this was at its peak, it was definitely Thursdays because like everything was Thursdays. Like this was on Thursdays. Survivor was on Thursdays. Like Friends was on Thursdays.
Can you imagine rewatching all of Friends together?
That's what I have on now. Like when I go to sleep, that's my like one of my comfort shows.
Friends Academy.
I like Friends, and I normally have like, I used to do Grey's, but I can't do that. It's very hard to stop after every episode, I will say.
I want to keep watching.
Yeah. Especially when I know that like a storyline is going to become like a story arc. And I'm like, let me just do this now.
Let me just finish the arc.
Let me just finish the series real quick. Yes. Gilmore Girls is another like comfort TV show that I have.
Nothing beats Psych. Oh, wow. Okay, so all right, other mid-season thoughts. Were there any other questions you wanted to ask me for what my thoughts are, favorite things, favorite patients, favorite air streams located in a forest? I don't know.
Okay, yeah. As of right now, if you had to pick one of the doctors, it could be an intern or a resident or an attending. Who's your favorite?
That is tough because if I'm going strictly off of my physical attractiveness to this person, then it's going to be
George.
Yeah, I was gonna make that joke. Gosh dang it. Oh man, we spent too much time together.
Friends.
It's Izzy. But you know, I really did not expect to like Burke as much as I have.
Yeah. I think, as far as like the main five, I don't know that anyone's on like a hot streak of doing great right now. So I feel like we're kind of at a point where it's like, you're all only okay.
Yeah, it's podcast yawn.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Germany.
Only Germany. Everyone else.
Any other country listening, you get this yawn. You deserve it. For me, Alex could have been it. Mm-hmm. He pivoted so quickly, so fast, so hard, but he lost it when he screwed up with Izzy. And yeah. I'm not saying that he cheated on her because he didn't. They were not in a relationship.
It was just handled poorly by all parties.
Meredith is not even in my top choices. Meredith and George, not
fine.
There.
You know, yeah, you're there, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, sure, this show is about you, but I don't care.
Is it just so funny, though, because do you remember on, like, the second episode, you were like, I hate Alex so much.
Yeah, well, because he was a dick.
I know, that was the point. They did such a
good
job.
He still is. He still is
true,
a dick.
But he's more likable now, because they've given him what we call dimension.
Ah, dimensions.
And George, he has moments where I hate him less.
Can I? Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like you don't. It's not like you like George. You just don't not like him.
Yeah. At right now, we are leaps and bounds away from how much where I hated him prior.
Okay. Let me ask you this: who is your favorite Living in Shondaland character?
So like someone that's in a lot of shows.
Someone who, to this point, you've specifically called out for Living in Shondaland.
I mean, most of them are just, like, one-offs. Except, I guess I could say Ellis, because she does a long stint on Scandal. And also, I was going to bring this up because it's also relevant. She was on Inventing Anna, which is on Netflix now. And if you guys haven't watched it, I super suggest it. It's another Shonda show. It's 9 episodes. I think it's like a limited series. And it's based on a true story about a woman who calls herself Anna Delvey. And she's like comes to America and lies about being a German heiress and then like gets arrested and all this stuff goes down. It is a true story. Obviously, it's directed by Shonda and written by Shonda, so there's added dramatization, clearly. But I watched it over the past week, and it's very good, and it's super like intense, but kind of also a quick watch because you just like want to know what happens next. And so many Living with Shondaland people in it. Like, we haven't met a certain person yet, but we will be meeting them at
some
point.
Very nice. Good catch.
And that person is in Scandal a lot, and also now Inventing Anna as like a main person. And there's also a couple of people who are on Grey's as like a patient and then go on to be main characters in either Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder, who are also in this show. Inventing Anna. So just another, you know, Shonda, just, she does it again. She's got a gift and we're all just blessed that she shares it with us.
So can I ask you a spoiler question in a spoiler free way?
Yes. And if I can't answer it spoiler free, then I won't answer it.
When is the next time we have a main character added to Grey's Anatomy? I'm not asking about losing any. So I don't want to poison that well. I want to know just when's the next time we get another main character.
So you're saying main character, not someone who's just like around for a while.
And yes, and not a recurring character. Okay. I don't want to talk about Patricia or Olivia. I want to talk about a main character because, and I ask this because I'm nervous that the core group to me could be getting stale.
It's before season two ends.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me a minute to think of the next, because I was like, oh, it's not going to be till season three, but it's before season two ends. It's close-ish to the end. It's not at the very end, but it's closer to the end. But, yes, we will be getting a new, fresh face.
All right.
That is, of course, an attractive face, because everyone they bring on the show is attractive, basically.
Not George. I don't see it with George.
I know, but honestly, when I look at him in real life, he cleans up nice. They play him because of the character. They like make him look, you know, derpy because he's derpy.
Yes.
But he is, you know, they in real life, he looks like a grown adult who has his shit together and is not unattractive.
I think that because I have looked at pictures of him now, I would say that him and Christina have aged some of the best out of everyone on the show.
Christina really does not look hardly any different.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at...
Also, I would say Bailey doesn't really look like she's aged much. Also, Kate Walsh, Addison, can't.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I Googled her the other day.
Barely aged.
Yeah. There was a show with a movie with Patrick Dempsey that came up on Netflix the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch that, but you look, you know... You're Dr. Shepherd. You're one of Dr. Shepherds.
I was like on his Instagram recently, and he's one of those people that like, I don't think he's old by any means, but as he is aging, he's like getting skinnier. Do you know how some people just like shrink? Not like like height wise, just he's less. And that's like, to me, he's just so skinny, like just an old skinny though. Not like I've lost weight, because he's obviously very thin already.
Yeah. Like the guy from Ant-Man. The old guy in Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
I know who it is.
This is going to bug me. Literally. Ant, get it? Bug me. And then if you're looking that up right now, that'll be the last thing we talk about for this production episode. Prediction episode, not production episode. Gosh, I can't even speak.
Michael Douglas!
Gosh! Anyone out there?
Wasn't it his kid that was in the new Captain America? For a little while.
Was it? No. You're thinking of the guy who played Ego from
Kurt Douglas?
Kurt Douglas. Oh, no, is it Kurt Douglas?
I'm pretty sure.
The guy who was Ego in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Wyatt Russell.
He was Chris...
Is Kurt the guy... Russell. Kurt Russell, okay.
Yes.
I was thinking Kirk Douglas.
No.
Russell.
Did you just look it up? Was it Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's good. I feel good about my predictions. I feel good about telling you my story about the
car.
Uber.
And the ice cream.
And if anyone wants to mail us...
You earned a milkshake. Go get yourself a milkshake or some cotton candy ice cream or whatever ice cream you like, because I don't like cotton candy ice cream.
Yeah, like a crazy person. You don't like cotton candy ice cream.
I just like cotton candy and I like ice cream and I don't need them to be flavored like each other.
Does cotton candy exist at Dollywood?
I'm sure it does.
So we should go.
Well, we should go anyways, because it's Hollywood. I love Dolly Parton.
All right. I'm ready to wrap this up. I feel good about this.
Yes, I think we're good. I'm going to go ahead and say not every prediction you made was wrong.
Okay.
Most of them were not right. But possibly at least one of them was correct.
Possibly at least one of them was correct. Okay. I'm going to place my bets on it's either the Christina and Burke breaking up or the George and Izzy having sexual relations.
That's what you're going to double down on, is those
two. I'm going to double down on both of those.
Okay. But not Alex and Christina fucking. I'm just kidding.
I would triple down on that one.
I would bet my life.
If by season 20 they don't have sex, you can come to my house and kill me.
Yikes. No one, don't give out your address.
It is. I won't do that. It's an address.
Yeah, you'll have to actually edit in yourself bleeping over that. Bleep. That was it. That was his address, guys. He just said it.
Go find him. I'm not pulling a Tony Stark here.
Yeah. Bless that man. R.I.P. Don't speak ill of the dead. I think that's it. That's good. That was solid. I'm excited to watch you journey through the rest of season two, because it is just a lot's about to happen all concurrently, very much nonstop, a lot. So, yikes. And also, yay!
I'm ready for it. Let's do this. Let's do it right now.
I think we're super going to get to the point where it's going to be very, very hard for you to not immediately press play. And not even just on, like, finale cliffhangers, but just, like, general episodes. You're going to be like, fuck, I need to watch the next episode. So I'm really excited to get to that point. So, but yes, this has been a great time of predictions. And, thank you all for listening, and we appreciate your support. If you have a moment to leave us a review or a rating on either Spotify or Apple Podcast or wherever you listen, we would super, super appreciate it. And if you have a moment to share us with some friends, now that Grey's is coming back the day this drops, it's time to tell the world that we are out here existing, and we appreciate it when you share us. Follow us on Instagram at Grey's Academy Pod. You can email us at graysacademypod@gmail.com with thoughts, suggestions, just general feelings that you have, even if they're not relevant to the show, I guess. That's fine. Really
tell us about us.
Yes, tell us that you love us. We don't love negative things about ourselves, so don't. You can just keep those to yourself if you have those thoughts. But we really appreciate it. And until next time.
No spoilies.